Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The winner, the official winner, the crowning with the flowers and all of that. And it's a great, joyous cruise right into the 7
you
o'clock news.
Like the crowning with the flowers and the Klingon climb. It's a winery, right?
Yeah.
So City Winery. You know they're going to have hooch there and you want your
But
your
the booze. Beer list was not great. If I'm ordering PBR, there's not a lot of great beer on the list.
Pabst?
Yeah, that was because hipsters.
They had Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else did they have?
They had like some, you know, like growling dragon hair, pale ale, and go F yourself dog beer. I don't know. Names I've never heard of. Stuff that comes in shiny tin cans. The winner, the official winner, the crowning with the flowers and all of that. And it's a great, joyous cruise right into the 7
you
o'clock news.
Like the crowning with the flowers and the Klingon climb.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to be back with you, ladies and gentlemen. And we promised you right out of the gate a major announcement today. And I will tell you this. This is exciting to me. It's very, very exciting to me. I know a lot of you have speculated. There have been online polls where people have talked about what's going to happen. Well, you know what we were going to talk about. The major announcement. We don't have many. You guess. You're smart people.
Smart.
You know how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to let you know where we're going to be doing our live show. But maybe not. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, hey!
I'm kidding, of
course. Come on!
Let me just say, I hope that you will be as excited as we are about it, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's pretty GD spectacular again. We love it. Maybe this will give you a little bit of a clue as to where we're going. Ladies and gentlemen!
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're back, baby. We're back in fabulous Lost Wages, Nevada. Las Vegas, baby. Our listeners had such a great weekend last year, and we did too. So we're back in Vegas for the TMOS 10th anniversary party. Get to the part I like. Thank you very much. Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Las Vegas. We love Zappos. Zappos likes us a lot. I don't want to use love yet. Maybe if we continue the relationship with another 10 years.
Yeah, please.
But they like us a whole bunch. And our listeners had such a great time that we're going back to Las Vegas. We return to Sin City for our 10th anniversary spectacular. Advanced ticket sales for bonus show subscribers open at 10 a.m. today. That's Monday, May 6th. That is today.
Today.
Thank you for sharing that. Watch your email for your special access code. Tickets for the general public go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at MikeO'MaraShow.com, just like we did it last year. Celebrate our 10th anniversary with our best live show ever, the TMOS 10th anniversary party, brought to you by Zappos, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. All right, that's over. Anyway, we
sweating.
Did that. So I wanted to do that right out of the gate so I could share with you what I really wanted to do. Not that I don't want to give you the announcement as to we're doing another a wonderful show in Las Vegas, Nevada, where our listeners had such a great time and we had such a great time that, when they came back to us and said, we'd like you to do it again, we said, we'd like to do it again.
Sure.
It's just the best overall experience we ever had. And that includes not only the listeners having fun, the city being fun for the listeners to come out there. And for those of you, so many of you that said you wanted to be out there, but you couldn't, hopefully with this date, which is roughly a week later, November 15th, you'll be able to do it. A lot of people, by the way, you don't guess, okay? You don't try to second guess the show and book flights or anything. So if you did that, my apologies, but that's when we're doing it, November 15th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, with that said, I have to share with you For the real start of the show, I thought I would introduce a new wonderful performer to the Mike O'Mara show, and that is Michael Michael William O'Mara.
Hey, oh, good. Please. Yeah.
I have two pieces from Michael William O'Mara today. One is it's dealer's choice. You can get the musical selection or you can get Michael's first impression.
Oh, it's easy choice for me.
Okay.
Impression.
Let's do the impression
first.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll do the impression
first.
That's
such a young age.
This is his first impression. I can't tell you who it is because I didn't do enough diligence to let you know who the actor was.
But, all right.
You know, hopefully I will set it up for you, and I give you, without further ado, Michael's first impression.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You ready to do your impression? I'll introduce you, okay?
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Michael O'Mara with his first impression. For any of you that know the movie Jurassic Park, the opening scene features the zookeeper, the Australian-looking guy with the hat, and he almost gets dragged into the cage with the velociraptor. And then he says...
Shooter!
Thank you very much, Michael. Good job.
That is my favorite line from that movie, hands down.
What and how? What was the origin
story of this?
He you're at five, soon to be six, you realize whether he has the gift. And he and I were talking. He loves dinosaurs like all kids do. I figured he was old enough where he could look at the original Jurassic Park, which is still the best one and a really spectacular movie. I love it. It's so Spielberg-y throughout the entire movie. And then we got talking about it, and I think I did it. I think I did shooter where they do the close up of the guy's mouth where he's going shooter, just showing it as the other guy's being eaten in the cage. But it was just, and then he did it from the back seat of the car where all our great creativity comes from, back seat of the car, and he made me laugh. And he's also demonstrated a little bit of an ability to memorize songs. Like they go to him for his kids' presentation, something like El Don Gato Was a Cat. He's doing that now, and he knows all of that. But he also learned Puff the Magic Dragon. So I had him call
you pothead fucker.
I called him my sister over the vacation, and I had him do that, and we got that on tape too. So two of this
closing with a song
performancing, and look, I don't know if all the lyrics are right or whether it ended at the right time. He gives you what he's got, and right. This is Michael William O'Mara to sing for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. To little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Together they would travel on the boat with billowed sails. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Dragons live forever.
Oh, sad
but
part.
Not so little boys. Painted wings and giant rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened. Jackie Paper came no more. So Puff that mighty dragon ceased his fearless roar.
Yay! Fantastic. Aww.
Yeah, that's a
excellent
that's a
pitch.
Could you move back so we can see him more, please?
I'll pop him in here more often. I think
he's
so.
He's growing so fast.
Yeah,
and
he's
knew
like
the weird lyrics, like ceiling wax. Kids shouldn't know Honolulu. They shouldn't know ceiling wax.
He's fun. Great. So that, I don't know where that came from. School, I guess. Yeah. I think he goes to school. But yeah, he's just, it was a lot of him, on the staycation. And,
that's good.
Yesterday, we went to a birthday party and he couldn't stay and he was upset about that. So we took him out and just tried to make the day as nice for him as he could. 'Cause we didn't stay. We had another commitment that we had to deal with. And so, anyway, it's been a great time with that little guy, and he is the love of my life, and I enjoy every minute. And he wanted me to remind you that we're back in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the TMOS 10th anniversary party, Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. We're going to be at the Council Chambers Theater again, and we're going to have a great time. Special surprises on the way. Count on it. There will be other stuff that we will be telling you about as we get closer. And for you bonus show subscribers, please, I don't want to hear anybody, hey, I'm not a bonus show subscriber, how come I can't? Well, that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
That's the privilege of being a bonus show subscriber. You get to get your tickets first. To celebrate our trip out to our return trip to Las Vegas, which was such an amazing time last year.
Perfect.
We were treated so well by the people at Zappos. And our listeners had such a great time. The theater was different than any theater we've been in before. And I love the layout of it. It's really like being in a living room. It's fantastic. And Rob Spiewak has a tribute to the city of Las Vegas. And hopefully this will get you in the mood and whet your appetite. I just wanted to put a little comedy in between.
I understand. I understand. I know you didn't forget.
This is the Rob Spiewak Las Vegas montage, ladies and gentlemen.
TMOS Live, Las Vegas.
One more time.
Now let's hit the road for Las Vegas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the big, freaky international hotel.
If there were no Las Vegas, where would a guy like you have had such a great career?
On a sanitation truck.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate.
Running around the desert together in Las Vegas, looking for strippers and cocaine.
I made a deal with the casino owners to get their money back for them.
And are you ready to double-cross them?
Well, they're only going to pay me 30%.
You're going to give me 50.
How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
He torpedoed my casino. Muscled me out. Now he's going to blow it up next month to make way for some gaudy monstrosity.
In Las Vegas town, the sun's shining down. While you give the roulette wheels a spin.
Hey, blackjack dealer! Come on, hit me, man!
Hit me.
It's a bust! Las Vegas Fun Police, hand over your chips.
Ready? 22. Player boosts.
Well, you have been Mr. Las Vegas for as long as I can remember.
Clark, Wayne Newton.
Oh.
Wayne has invited us to Shenandoah tomorrow for lunch and festivities.
That's my home.
Peacocks and black swans strolled the ground.
You know, I may hit a lucky streak and win this casino. It could happen, you know. The whole joint could be mine.
Listen, I want to talk to you about your drinking.
What happened? I miss a round?
No, you didn't miss a round. I want to talk to you about the amount that you drink.
We decided to do Vegas.
Viva Elvis. Viva Anne Margaret. Viva the excitement when these two let themselves go on a wild and woolly whirl through Funtown, USA.
Vegas was tailor-made for Elvis, who liked to sleep all day and party all night. With a little help from his friendly doctor.
So I'll be going back here during the show and drinking Wawa, because it's so dry here in Las Vegas. Singers have what they call the Vegas throat. That's when you get real hoarse. You know, like
this
that.
Isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
Las Vegas.
Turn them on in Vegas.
That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
I love Vegas every moment.
In the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose. In the end, we get it all.
There it is, Rob Spiewak and his little celebration of Las Vegas.
Can't wait to get out there.
We'll be hearing that great, again. And remember, so bonus show subscribers, look for your emails. You'll be getting them today. And also Friday, November 15th, mark that date on your calendar. That's when we'll be out there. Advanced ticket sales for bonus show subscribers this week. Open at 10 a.m. today. And then for everybody else, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It'll be our 10th anniversary, best show ever. And thank you to Zappos for having us out there again. We're very, very excited about that. And with that, we can actually start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, America, I didn't see you there. Welcome to another live webcast of Jay Talking. You know what really gets my goat? Goat cheese. It's on everything. I hate it. The only thing worse than goat cheese is eating it at a communal table with some jerk wearing a hat inside. Have some respect and pull up your pants. The only crack I want to see is in the Liberty Bell. Greatest country on the damn planet. If 6 months ago you'd have told me I'd have a big internet show, I would have said, yeah, that adds up. I used to entertain my staff with jokes and observations. When I retired, I started sharing those gems around the house. Manny went so nuts for it, he set up the whole webcast.
Sorry, internet. He's your problem now.
Bottom line, you can keep your hashtags, because I like hash browns. But hey, that's just Jay talking. And we're out. Wow, 90 minutes just flew by. Hey, guys, the comments are already rolling in. Keep it up, Jay. You're saying what we're all thinking. I miss Chop Suey, too.
I love it because now everybody gets to see what I live with.
What the hell? This guy again?
Who?
Some meatball named Lady Killer 52 been dogging me for days. Look what he wrote. Hey, Grandpa, it's weird you don't like goat cheese when you've got a goat face. Well, that makes no sense. Mm. What kind of goat eats its own cheese? Here I am trying to make America laugh and think, and this hockey puck's coming at me with tired insults.
It's called a troll, Jay, but you can't let him or anything else keep you from directing all of your opinions into that computer.
No, you're right, Manny. It's just tough being in the public eye. Now I know why Sinatra was always punching guys.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast. TMOS to our friends. We love you guys for supporting the program. Looking forward to seeing you all in Las Vegas. If you're new, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our long-timers, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Houston, Texas, to Gunpo, South Korea.
Wow.
From Montreal, Canada, to Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. From Irondequoit, New York, to Salt Lake City, Utah. Did I get Irondequoit, or is it
I think it's Irondequoit. Wasn't it?
Irondequoit. Well, that's what I said.
Okay, good. Then we're good.
Irondequoit. And I asked you, you said, no, it's Irondequoit.
Well, you said, I think you first said Irondequoit when it's Irondequoit.
Wouldn't it be Irondequoit?
Well, he sent a pronouncer.
Irondequoit.
Irondequoit.
The Chevy Irondequoit.
He wanted a Chevy Irondequoit.
Well, why did he give me the pronouncer for everything except Q-U-O-I-T?
Or is it more like a Ford,
that's which would say
Ford,
is that
Irondequoit?
No,
like
quite.
Iroquois. It's Irondequoit.
No, it's Irondequoit. There's a T there.
You know what? It's
there's not. No, it's like the Iroquois Indians.
A Jeep.
No, but that ends. But that ends with an S. Soft S.
It's between the Cherokee and
Irondequoit, New York.
That's what he wanted. Yes.
To Salt Lake City, Utah. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Jesus. Anyway, welcome to the program. Our program today brought to you by a new sponsor, Postmates.
Postmates,
how would you like
yes.
to have a friend that could bring you red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., and a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? Guess what you do? That friend is Postmates.
Yes.
Postmates is your personal food, grocery, anything you need delivery service all year round. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the free app for iOS or Android and browse local restaurants and businesses, and then track your delivery. 24/7, 365, Postmates will deliver what you want within the hour. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. With the largest on-demand network in the world, more than 25,000 partner merchants. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100, $100 of free delivery credit. You hear me, Trip? $100 of free delivery credit to your that's your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use the code TMOS. That's the code TMOS for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need, anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save. Just use that wonderful code TMOS. And we thank you. Lots of business to cover
yes.
there
lots,
at the beginning of the show. But we were very, very excited when we started talking with the folks at Zappos again, and the closer it got, the more. Listen, we're thrilled when our listeners have a great time. And what we try to do is make sure that it's not just our little soiree that entertains you, but you've got a place to have a wonderful playground for the weekend. And there is no better city in America than Las Vegas to do that. And
of people call it a destination city.
Yes. And look, you never know where we're going to be next, but this is the one where we just said, you know, it was such a great time. And a lot of you expressed to us, we wish we had been
banged.
There. So hopefully even moving that date 1 week will result in some people that weren't able to make it being able to make it with your commitments and with everything else. So we're very excited.
Also,
about
logistically,
that.
For those of you thinking of Thanksgiving yes. is later on.
It's a late Thanksgiving this
later
year.
Later on yes. in the month. And we're very, very psyched about it. And, you know, I can't wait to get back out there. It's going to be a great time. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What do you do on a staycation? I'll be very honest with you. You drink and get a head cold.
Oh, no.
That's what you do on a staycation. That's that every Where, day.
How bad
if you
was
were
the head cold?
Me every how, day. How, I don't know. It's not really. There's something in my throat. I don't know. But I think it's because I probably, wore down my immune system a little bit. You
it's
know?
Funny. Alcohol
like
is supposed
you
to
what
kill
you. You drank and sat on Facebook for your whole vacation.
Pretty much.
I know what
yeah.
you do. You're
yeah.
easy to track.
Yeah.
I mean. You know, you post about your kids, and then you.
But I
you
didn't
went to,
get
you did
a head
go
cold.
To see, you did go to see Herb Alpert, though.
That was
cool.
An amazing night, and I will say 84 this:
84 years old.
Let me look him up.
I will say this to the people at the City Winery venue right here in Washington D.C. in the shadows of the old Hecht Company building off New York Avenue. Please get your S together, because for
oh,
a
boy.
Room that sounds so good, it is almost unreachable geographically, because what they have is they've got a gentrification in process in the neighborhood, and
it's been a long, slow process.
Yeah, and this is not depending on how the
That's
wind.
A bad part of town, man.
Yeah, but you know, not as bad as it used to be.
Okay,
we but are in like transition.
New York Avenue is like the warehouse, like heading out to Route 50.
Yeah, I believe. Yes. But this is a few streets off.
It's
I think
been
it's,
transitioning that area. Look, this is what they have. They have the Nike factory outlet in the
yes.
corner
mm-hmm.
That closes early because it's crime. And then
Rob would go to friggin' Afghanistan.
They've got Mom's Organic Market on the corner there.
Yes,
which you'd never think would be there, but also,
And by the way, Mom's is not making any money on organic food. They're making money on parking, because they own the parking garage. That's where their money's coming. They can be giving the kale away, because all the money's coming in $8 at a time.
So you drive down to that neighborhood where, in my memory of it, and by the way, it's been years since I've traveled that, but my MO there used to be drive as fast as you can.
Yes.
Drive as fast as you can. Get out of here. And
as
you're
soon
saying
as you
take
get
like
off,
a right or a left turn?
As soon as you get off 395 onto New York Avenue, you can actually hear power locks being activated. Click, 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 click. It is not a good neighborhood.
I had my girlfriend's at the time stereo stolen out of her car. Within the 15 minutes, I walked into a venue
yes.
and walked right out.
Sounds
and
about right.
Some club. There was a club
Dream.
Down there.
Dream.
Dream was down there.
Dream.
I went to Dream.
Is it still there?
No, it's called Love now.
Ah, well, that's. I think that's
Dream.
Shows
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Shows more commitments.
Yes. And then next week it'll be herpes.
That's right.
It could be something else by now.
Herpes the
so,
club.
Well, New York has scores. We have sores.
I remember Dream Gross. As being some amazingly
disappointing. It was DC's first mega club.
And it was
well marketed, as I recall. Yeah.
Here's what they do at these clubs: you send out these. It's this exclusive party.
They spent a ton of money on advertising.
And it wasn't exclusive at all.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I got out of there almost as soon as I arrived.
Newfound Glory for those Newfound Glory fans out there. They played Dream Nightclub for an HFS event. I remember this because mm-hmm. that's when the car got the stereo got stolen. I walked Jesus. In to drop off some passes to the staff that we made for laminates. I walked down. I was like, oh, the window. I guess I left the window open. And no, it was just shattered in the seat and the stereo was gone.
They opened the window from the outside.
My God. Wow.
Well, to give you an idea, now that this is a neighborhood in transition, there is
What's the name of the place you went to?
The City Winery, and they have them in many big cities across America. It's a chain.
Wineries?
Boston. No, the City Winery is in Boston and New York and L.A.
All right.
And when you go onto the street, there is a bar that was sort of nondescript. There was a barbecue place that had a lot of neon. I think that really dresses up the neighborhood. And then there was the City Winery. And depending on how the wind was blowing, and we got both directions, it either smelled like pot or garbage. And I got
they
both.
They make it look so nice on the website.
Oh, the website so is gorgeous.
Like, oh, I'm going to a classy place.
And also because of it being a Herb Alpert show, who is one of the greatest easy listening.
I thought he was a sports guy.
That would be Marv Albert. But Herb, one of the biggest selling.
Marv Albert.
I'm going the to Marv play Albert Spanish concert. Flea. Yes.
This guy's in love with you.
Yes.
This guy. Yes, sorry.
But, it was so badly organized. They said on the website, now offering valet parking. And I'm like, terrific. So,
yeah, that'd make it, take it all out of your hands. It'd be great.
So it's on a street, I believe, called Oakey Street, which is two blocks down from New York Avenue. So it's two blocks further away from anything really being great. And I'm directed the wrong way. And the valet says, gives me a wild hand gesture to do a U-turn in the middle of this painfully narrow street and to wait by the sign that says valet parking. And I do that. And then he's gone. The valet is gone. The yellow jacket, gone. The keys, he has keys in both hands, neither of them mine, gone. And I'm waiting. And Julia says, is this normal? I said, Julia, this is not normal. But let's wait it out. She says, should I get out? I said, do not get out.
Do not get out of the car.
So what you've got in front of this city winery is a road that is about 1 3/4 lanes wide, and it's a two-way road, and then there's street parking on the other side. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and then a car pulls up next to me. I'm not really aware of it, that it's a cop, until I hear, boop, boop, and I roll my window down, and he says, sir, you're going to have to move. You're causing a traffic disruption. And I said, but the valet, he said, the valet is wrong. Mm. Move your car or get a ticket. I said, okay. And that, so the, that's.
DC's
fine. Cops don't. Yeah. They don't want to hear the word
any
valet.
City cop. Any city cop is not going to care about
they
that.
They don't mess
so
around.
So where did you go?
I went to Mom's Garage, and I gave $8 for kale. Mom's Organic Garage, two blocks up. And actually,
you
know
what's funny? She got boned by the valet guy.
Well, you know what? I saved $4, so I guess I boned the valet guy because he didn't get to me in time.
How far did you have to walk?
Two blocks. Not
bad.
Oh,
it's a dicey two blocks, though.
I tell you what, the first block was a lot worse than the second.
That $4 you saved, let me tell you.
That's right.
The risk reward on that is not.
Was mom there? Was mom at the garage?
And mom was not there. Mom was slinging kale. Slinging kale at the grocery store. Wow. So we get in there, and here's the problem is the design, and they say this on the website. You don't need to print a ticket. You don't need a paper ticket. You don't need your confirmation number. Mm-hmm. Just go to the stand or the maitre d' and give your name, and they'll seat you.
Maitre d'.
And I said, that's terrific, except there's a line curling up the stairs to the venue because you know what? Tickets are efficient. Tickets allow you to seat yourselves, but they've taken that out of it. So
everybody's excited about the new way of getting into a venue. It's not fun.
So we go and we're seated. The seats are magnificent. I bought them a long time ago. So Julia is actually stage side.
Literally looks like you were in the front row.
Julia was. If she were to rest her right arm.
Where were you if she was in the front row?
I would know that they're tables. So I was next to her, but she was closer.
Cabaret.
And she could rest her arm on the stage. And the only other thing that they couldn't get right is the fact that it took me 45 minutes to get a bottle of beer to be brought to me. And it was really, really after me. It was bothering me a lot because it's, they sat
could
me.
You, did you have the option at all of getting up and maybe going to a bar or
something?
Well,
there's a bar downstairs, but not a bar in the showroom. So I was sort of it locked in. And so
that sucks.
And as I told Julia, I said, you know what? This is downright dumb and stupid because they're making their money on the drinks and they're not bringing them. So when the lady came back and said, everything all right? I said, no, I still need a beer, but now I'd like two beers. And she says, two beers? I said, yes, right away, please. So it took 48
How many
minutes.
Do you normally require pre-show?
Three
if you're going to a venue like that, if you're going to a concert where they serve alcohol, how many normally?
Three
would you
is
be able
perfect.
To?
Three is perfect. Okay. But I made do with two before and one during this time.
So you got your rhythm when you know they. I mean, it's a winery, right?
Yeah.
So a city winery. You know they're going to have hooch there, and you want your.
But
your
the
booze.
Beer list was not great. If I'm ordering PBR, there's not a lot of great beer on the list.
Pabst?
Yeah, that was because hipsters.
They had Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else did they have?
They had like some, you know, like growling dragon hair, pale ale, and go F yourself dog beer. I don't know. Names I've never heard of. Stuff that comes in shiny tin cans.
We've got some intel here from our friend Fried.
Yes.
Let's go, Caps.
Well, yes.
Let's go, Caps. Hi, Fried. One of our favorite human beings.
Apparently, there's a pot dispensary and a homeless shelter within one block of the place. But the inside is very nice.
Yeah, it is. Fried. It was very, very nice.
He goes to a lot of shows, too. He's retired now. Of course. He was a cop, though.
And I got very lucky because the people that were seated, it's a sold-out show, and because it's a table cabaret deal, they're really packed in. I mean, it's tight. It's shoulders down tight. And if that's a situation where you're sharing a table with people that are jerks, it's going to wreck your night.
Mm. I'd like to point out that the Zappos Council Chambers Theater is in a very nice part of town. It's
beautiful.
Old Las Vegas.
Oh,
but it's
the best. Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to worry about that. And really, Please. Nobody's going to have their car, so they don't have to worry about parking anyway.
No. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So,
plenty of parking.
Listen how bad I sound. I can't believe I sound this bad.
You sound good. I think Elvis says you have Vegas throat.
So you went to see a 300-year-old man perform.
Yes, and it was the first time, according to what he said, the first time he's ever used a wireless mic on his trumpet. So it allowed him to walk the stage while he did the show, which was really cool because at one point he was about 4 feet from me playing his trumpet at me.
You took a video of the 84-year-old Herb Alpert, who was on the old Don and Mike show years ago. He came in.
He was old then.
But he was also, no, he really wasn't. He wasn't that. I mean, it was 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's still 64.
When did he bite that woman in the hotel
room? That's not old, damn it. What?
When did he bite that woman in the hotel room?
Point of order, Marv Albert bit that girl in a house.
And I knew the judge that presided. A personal friend of mine, that presided over that trial.
And I broke the news.
Played golf with him the day after the trial was over.
And I broke the news to Rudy Martsky, whose job it was to cover television. I called him. I said, "What's up with Marv?" He says, "I don't know. What have you heard?"
How you doing, Rob? It's a Saturday morning. Mouse and I went out to a friend's house the other night. We drank a box of wine.
I love
so
that.
So, no, it's but he looked remarkable on stage, and that's what thin men are like. Old men, fat men like Don Rickles,
yes.
When they get to be 80, you see what they look like.
When fat
right?
people get to be 80, they get to be in a hole in the ground because they're fat.
Yeah, I mean, it's because they're fat. But he looked really... How did he look up close and personal?
I actually got to meet him after the show.
What?
Cool.
I hung out because...
Access?
The guy... No, I didn't. I tried. It was denied. But the guy that sat across from us in the concert, we were making small talk. His job, he's a retired Howard County cop, and now he does security for NFL signing shows.
Ooh.
So he's sort of plugged in with how this, you know, the signing thing works. As we left the venue, he's still standing out there. He says, "That's Herb's car. He's got to get, he's already done all the pre-work." He says, "He's got to get to National Airport for an 11:20. He'll be out soon. You should stick around." Because we had, you know, a record to sign. And he said that he's going to be right out. And so, but what was great is since we had made a connection with this guy, other people were coming up with like stacks of records saying, "Do you think that Herb's car, that's Herb's car?" And he said, "No, Herb already left. He left. He's gone." So he's lying to them face
to
face.
So he's just being cool to you?
Yeah, he was just being nice
to
me.
That's so neat. Do you tell him what you did?
Yeah, we had a great conversation.
That's cool.
And
that's
then
neat.
What happened is, so we're finally, the SUV, it was a big Chevy Suburban, was pulling out, and a guy in a suit, slick guy, comes up to us and he says, "For all you guys that are waiting to meet Herb," and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to send us home now. I said, okay, you know, it was a good try. And Julia is really cool because she's good about waiting after concerts because concerts are her life. I said, well, it was a good try. We had a nice time in the room. He says, "I don't want him to have to sign stuff out here. If you'd please come with me, he'd love to talk to you in the bar." And so this guy escorted about 8 people back into the winery, and I actually had a little one-on-one with Herb and got to thank
it's like
him.
It's like a bonus.
It
That's
was
great,
fantastic.
This is huge.
It was so
huge.
Cool. And he
and
actually,
your daughter, talk about your connection because your daughter's so young. How did she? She grew up listening to that music.
Well, this
or
is
what?
This is a good thing I got to tell him is that when he released, it was 2002 when he released a new run of restored recordings on CD, and we were promoting them on the Don and Mike show.
Yes.
And one of them was called Lost Treasures.
Yes.
And on that is his version of Close to You, the song that would eventually be by the Carpenters, that he recorded but didn't release until that time.
Oh.
Well, Julia was 2 at this point, and I brought the CD home, and she loved that song, and for about 3 months, she wouldn't go to bed unless I played that song. And so she got to meet this guy. She's fourth. I mean, you go back, fourth generation fan. Yeah. And so, I got to, and he actually talked about it during the show about how he recorded it and never released it because he thought it wasn't any good. And it was just like the tears are welling up in my face. I was like, Julia, he's talking about your song. He's talking about your song. So we got.
Is that the why do birds?
Yeah. Suddenly appear
every time. You are near.
Puff the magic
No, it's not that
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
I will say,
you know, he's talking about his
kid.
But I will say that Herb did make one joke that really made me laugh. Is when I was talking to him about the show afterwards, and I said, "You sang 'This Guy's in Love with You.'" I said, "That song, when you sang it, it's such a beautiful song. I've always loved it so much. When I heard you sing it tonight, it made me cry." He says, "Why? Was I flat?"
funny.
But
he gets that a lot. And did he have any kind of horns with him? Or
he was the only horn. He had a synthesizer and a keyboard guy. And what was really neat is some of the string parts, like from the later stuff, like Rise and Route 101, were actually being sung by his drummer. He was singing the string parts like na 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 na, and it was so precise. At one point, I didn't even realize that it was a human voice that was singing that part of the arrangement. It was only keyboards, drums, bass, and Herb, and his wife, who was the lead singer of Brazil 66.
What are you
in
looking
the day.
For? What are you looking on your machine?
I was going to play the close to you, but we moved on. So
okay,
all right. Let's
play my son's impression again.
Please do that.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You ready to do your impression? I'll introduce you, okay?
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Michael O'Mara with his first impression. For any of you that know the movie Jurassic Park, the opening scene features the zookeeper, the Australian-looking guy with the hat, and he almost gets dragged into the cage with the velociraptor. And then he says...
Shooter!
We love our kids. Aren't they wonderful? They are. They're fantastic.
Absolutely perfect.
But well, that's cool. And you took a neat little. I like it when you take your videos of those shows. Just little clips so we can see what's going on.
I tried to stay sort of in the moment, but it was hard not to videotape what was going on. And then
Did you get your two beers though? Did you at least get your two beers?
I got three beers.
Three beers.
Oh, very good.
And then off to the pot dispensary.
Yeah, very exciting. Very, very, very exciting. I have a line right now that I won't use.
Okay.
But I'll use it for you in the after the show's over. We'll take
a
break.
I know what it is.
I'll text it to you. Okay. We'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This is Mike O'Mara. When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship or a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other.
Welcome back to the
Mike
O'Mara
Show.
Mike. Yes, absolutely. I just didn't want to say it. Wanted to send it. That was just for you. Welcome back to the program brought to you by Hims. The problem? Premature ejaculation. Not kidding around here. Just the facts, Jack. It's not unusual. In fact, up to 39% of men experience it. So, is the fun ending too quickly for you? Most guys aren't thrilled at the thought of opening up to a doctor about performance problems. The solution, 4hims.com, the wellness brand for men. Visit 4hims.com to get convenient and affordable treatment for your early arrivals. They connect you to a doctor online who can evaluate you and help identify the right treatment for you. Best yet, it can be delivered right to your door in discreet packaging. So, no more awkward in-person doctor's appointments. If you want to slow your roll and make the good times last, go to 4hims.com. Our listeners get a special offer. You can get started for just $10. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS10 to get started. That's 4hims.com/TMOS10. 10.
Yes.
You have to put a 10 after the TMOS. See the website for full details and safety information, and we thank you. Now, there are a bunch of things that bothered me.
Hey, I'm Jay Leno. What's your beef?
Hey, what's your beef?
What's your beef, Jay?
You know, and I want to talk about Oscar's trip, and you know, he went down to Florida trip. With the familia. But I do want to mention, because it's fresh and it's Monday, the Kentucky Derby. I went to a fellow radio guy down here, very talented young man named Mark Miller, and he had an annual Derby party that we were very, very excited to go
juleps?
To. And yeah, they had julep, didn't have one, but they were serving juleps. I was drinking High Life. Which is, you know, which is a very high octane beer brewed in Tampa, Florida, and one of your foo-foo beers. You're probably
is it IPA. Also a game that's very popular down there? High Life. You know, the seniors like to go out and watch them play it. Bet on
all
it.
All I know is this beer has caused problems for me in the past, and I'm here to report it still causes problems for me today.
That's great.
You know, I didn't say I do have. This is not a hangover. This is a cold. But I will tell you that I did not sound like this Friday. All right, I sounded like this. I sounded like this today.
You're celebrating.
And maybe a little too much weekend. But anyway, to make a long story short. So this is the year. You're going to look back at these days and just go, oh, yeah. And that was also the year the Kentucky Derby got effed up.
Yep.
Where they screwed up the Kentucky Derby. How are you? I mean, I was sitting there and Carla and I didn't do a lot of research until we got to the party. And then somebody was helping with this website to make a bet. And we bet maximum security. And we
bet
$40 on maximum security. And so we were really, really excited. Then at the party, they had a pool where you got a blind draw with the pool. And a blind draw, for those of you that are not degenerate gamblers like I am, you reach in and you pick out a horse. And that horse happened to be Country Bumpkin or Country House or whatever the hell the horse
Country
is.
Country House,
right?
Yeah.
So the but you know what? And I ended up, because everybody pooled their money with $20 for this large party, I ended up doing better with the blind pool than I would have done if I won. But it still completely and totally sucked. And I saw, you know, when you saw the camera inside the steward's room, I immediately said, they're done.
It's done.
They're
You're
toast.
Right.
They're
and
toast.
Not
and there
only
was
are
a
they toast,
prearranged feeling to it, was there not?
A totally prearranged, and also the fact that it took forever. It can't take that long for them to
it's
make
ridiculous.
A decision like that.
And,
if you're going to reverse something,
right.
See it and do it. And also, no allowance is made for the fact that it's the sloppiest track you've seen in years,
right.
And that it's impossible to you know, stay precisely in your lane. Allowances
what do you
need
say
to
the horse. Do you talk to the horse beforehand and say, "Listen, stay in your lane. Make sure you stay." What is your take on it, Oscar?
So I did a little. Reading on this, because I was shocked that this actually is the first time it's ever happened in the 145 years, etc., that it's ever been run as far as the Kentucky
first time a winner has been disqualified.
Yeah. I was shocked to find out that you can keep your horse in a lane. That's the whole point.
Yes.
You actually can.
You can, but I think allowances need to be made considering...
This isn't like an anti-lock brake situation. These are trained professionals to run in rain and in weather and to control their animal. That's part of the actual process of winning a horse race.
The law is the law.
It's not the law is the law.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it's...
He's saying the rules are in place to make it more fun, Mike.
I think if you rewatch the video...
I watched it multiple times.
The horse does... It looks like it's on purpose, cut off everyone else's lane.
I also feel
it didn't look on purpose to me. I didn't.
It did not. It didn't either.
He said there's a pothole ahead. I'm going to swerve to the right a little bit.
I feel that if you watched every race,
he's not looking back. It's not like he didn't look back. The jockey didn't look back.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to look back to make the turn. He just has to pull on the reins.
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm not a horse racing expert, but I will tell you that I think
his rearview mirror
was the best. He was the best horse.
It feels like to me that if you were to go to any horse race,
officials get involved. I don't like umpires. I don't like referees. I don't like anybody that does that crap. I hate it when they do replays in the NFL that take 4 hours to finish one quarter of football. I hate it when they put headphones on at a hockey game. I hate the fact that they're going to replace umpires in baseball with like an electronic machine. Now they're talking about doing
camera.
That. It's like, no, the whole point is that you yell at an umpire. That's what you boo them. That's what it's all about. And they got booed at Churchill Downs too because they I think they blew it.
I've heard many people say in football that there's holding on every play. It's just whether or not they call it. I've heard
right
this
on.
And I feel
and there's bumping in every horse.
Every
race.
Horse race has got to be when you've got 20 of those magnificent beasts all trying to get to the same direction.
Right.
Mistakes are going to be made, and especially in that situation. And also, how about a little something for the fans?
The horses should get a demerit for being behind him in the first place.
Three demerits.
Glue.
Minus 50 points.
Glue. Make them glue.
$9 million was, estimated the loss of bettors that had won with maximum security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the $40 for Mr. Mike O'Mara means the most to us.
It does. It does.
And it really was something that I, that even though I did okay because I won that blind pool, I was just looking at that and saying, you know, it just tainted the whole event. And horse racing apparently not doing as well as it's done in the past.
No, they're drawing parallels between that and other failing sports.
That so it's very, very frustrating to watch
well,
that.
Well, the purse and alone, $9 million. I thought that number would be 90 people betting around the country, around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it would be more than that, but and it was just, I don't know.
They called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, and that's debatable, but what was so bad is that usually you have the momentum of the winner, the official winner, the crowning with the flowers and all of that, and it's a great, joyous cruise right into the 7
you
o'clock news.
Like the crowning with the flowers and the blingum flying.
And then they put it on. But so what happened?
They put with the saddles and the boots and the silk
also,
robes.
Terrible name. Country House might as well be Country Crock.
Country House, like, that sounds like something you get in a jar at a Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
You know?
It does sound like the worst thing would go off at 65-1, though.
Try our Country House syrup.
Right?
Our delicious Cracker Barrel Country House syrup makes your chicken and waffles
maximum security sounds like a winner.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Maximum security was a... And Carla picked it. I didn't... This one was one...
Remember
when Cappy... Do you remember when Cappy had the horse, the California horse that she was really into and paying attention?
Yes.
And we all got engaged with that one.
We knew more
one,
about
and
we horse were, racing.
And I bet my ass off for that horse, and I was going crazy. And Cappy was writing about the horse because she's our horse connection where she knows about horses. And you know, I was just so excited about this one. I didn't know who was racing. This is no exaggeration. I did not know who was racing until I got to the party. And I put my 12-pack of High Life in the cooler. And then met a hockey player and began to drink it fast, rapid fast.
That being said, did it seem that there was less coverage?
And then I yelled at my wife and told her she doesn't let me have any fun.
Oh.
And then I woke up. I woke up on Sunday morning and I get to, you know, you're sideways. You're looking at your significant other and I get to. That's it. Let me see if I can duplicate Carla's look here. And then I'll share my new nickname for Killing Eve fans of Carla. This is the look I get. I'm like, oh dear God, what did I do? What did I do now? Oh dear. But anyway, it was.
Did she invite you that you probably should have stayed in your lane?
She was saying she dropped me off. We had to pick up my son at another house where they were doing. Our babysitter was doing joint duty with friends of ours, and so she had to pick him up, and she actually dropped me off before. Even though it was out of her way, I think just to get me out of the car.
She's like,
so
let me take care of this right now.
Yeah, let me take care of this child. I'll bring this child home first. And, you know, and it's like, I don't understand why they do that with all that kind of horse racing.
Just grumbling.
This is a great part of it. Why was this? Come on. You couldn't stay 10 minutes more. We couldn't stay 10 minutes more.
Our son is waiting for us.
Yeah. It was,
so
it
she
was
has
a good time.
A new nickname, you said?
I call her Villanelle. She's Villanelle. That's, there you go. That's for Killing Eve fans if you watch that show. She's the assassin. Carla is very Villanelle-like to me. She's cute, beautiful, dangerous.
Taking you home.
Yes, Villanelle. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now, they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Mara Show from TuneIn. Number 2208, full course meal, 1 hour 22 minutes.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh my God, that's freaking unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Pauly.
With opera music.
I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by stamps.com. Here's a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages, it's a hustle.
It's a
giant hustle, which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the service of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, and up to 40% off priority mail.
That's fantastic without the hustle.
No hustle, man.
It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, including the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS, and we thank you. Now, the good with the bad, okay? Yes, we had that, but because it's a... are the year of our 10th anniversary coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Carla got me, a cheap little key ring that says I love you on it, and it's got a penny with the year we were married.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is so sweet.
So there's love here.
Love in the form of 42 operators.
Who need to know your Bank America number. Anyway, we're very, very happy with that. And the only other thing that really pissed me off over the staycation was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wanted to get your perspective on it, Rob, because what the hell? Come on.
That's all you can give us? It's like they gave up. You know what? Give them this. They did a good job with Stevie Nicks. That was a good presentation.
Yeah, but Stevie Nicks, she's A-lister as far as rock and roll and rock and roll royalty. Rock and roll royalty. And her body of work, solo body of work. But after that, it was just like, okay. And I know these are popular groups. They have a niche following.
Yeah.
But The Cure and Roxy Music, you know,
well,
I mean,
I've never given them
half an hour.
Roxy
on that
Music
stage.
Was way over. And I do think that they got The Cure there by giving Robert Smith dinner. I think that's how they got
Carla says to me as we're watching this, she goes, he looks like a crazy old lady.
Yeah, he does.
He looked like that his entire career.
No, yeah, no.
He's looked like that.
The thing is, it's
career.
Sad. It's sad when goth people get heavy. I mean,
it is not becoming.
I'm okay with my current body shape, but I'm not goth.
He still has that. He still has that voice that I can describe as "Hey,
The Cure play." I guess they headlined one of the HF festivals. One of the last ones.
Yes,
and I remember you've got like the U's and all these like little emo bands, My Chemical Romance.
Sure.
And it looked when Robert Smith walked out.
Was The Cure like a headliner?
Yes.
He looked like he had
eight.
I'm in love.
The lead singers of The Used and My Chemical Romance's lead singers. He looked like he had eaten them and then he had dressed in their clothes. Because I was like, what is going on here?
He has, you know, celebrity he most resembles. If you just squint a little bit, it looked like Tiny Tim towards the end.
Well,
when
Tiny Tim
was big and pasty and all that.
I know I'm going to get people sending nasty comments to me about this that I'm going to say Roxy Music and The Cure. I melded them together. I think it was just like an hour on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of guys going,
And then how about the fact that to try to just cater to the fact that, yeah, they do serve the older audience, they bring out the zombies who now I think three of them are actually zombies.
They're actually walking dead.
They are terrible.
They are actually. No, it sucked totally.
It's
the worst one I've ever seen.
Ruined my mood. It did that.
And then you have Janet
Jackson
and you're like, okay, there's the controversy but she's Janet. She's not Michael. And then she gets up there and she gets this complete suck ass speech by her buddy inducting her into the, you know, which was just enough over the top, you know, to make. And she, the second coming of Jesus Christ, Janet Jackson, please come up here.
And no performing.
Diva, I worship at your altar. And she doesn't perform.
And she doesn't perform.
Because she's pissed off at HBO.
Mm. Right.
So you get what amounts to the, you know, outside of Stevie, if it was a Stevie Nicks concert, I'd be watching and say, hey, okay, that's all right. But it wasn't a Stevie.
No.
And that's why Stevie got 6 songs. And I like him to do like 2 or 3 songs each. And it just, to me, was,
Def Leppard,
what are they doing over there?
Def Leppard was not bad.
I did not even stay.
You didn't stay?
I turned it off before.
Okay.
Because, of course, they put Def Leppard at the end, right?
Is Def Leppard and then the zombies. I think it was second to last.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't watch
it. I had to watch it in three hunks because the first hunk, by the time we got done with Roxy Music, I just said, we're done. We can't do this.
I don't want to say that Roxy Music and The Cure sound the same because The Cure would be more like, hey, yo, hey. And then Roxy Music would be more like,
This just in. I got a text from Carla O'Mara. She says, it's sad when goth people get heavy, followed by 15 laughing emojis.
It is sad.
Crazy old lady. It was a bummer. Yeah. I didn't enjoy that.
Did it bother you that Paul Schaefer was in the audience but not playing?
I didn't see him. I didn't pay as much attention as you. I got so overwhelmed with hating it like early on that I was just like, oh, God, come on.
The final jam was no good. The final jam
hasn't
was no
the
good.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame always been had darts thrown at it
level or another. Well, it existed before there was even a structure, so it had like a mythical sort of non-existent thing. Before they built the building in Cleveland, they were still inducting people in New York City, and they had no hall to go to. And so when they built it, everyone's always been disappointed with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. I will be coming to D.C. this coming weekend because my daughter will be graduating this Saturday from the University of Mary Washington. I'm very proud of her. Really, really looking forward to it. And remember that thing where I was going to stop by on Friday to podcast?
Yes.
Village?
Yes.
I checked my flight. I won't be able to do that. I won't because it's too late a flight. And, I'm really excited about coming up to your D.C. weather where I look at the, you want to stress yourself out. Look at a D.C. forecast, an advanced forecast where it's like 80, 40, 60, 70, 80, 90, 40, 50. You know, it's a little schizo. Has your weather been schizo up there?
We had a beautiful Saturday and about 6 inches of rain yesterday. And I think today most of the weather people are just shrugging.
Mm. Yeah. You're at that early May type of weather where it's not quite sure that it wants to be summer yet.
Right.
It certainly never wants to be spring in Washington. So you're going to get is, how what a phobic flyer I am.
Yes.
And it doesn't help me that, you got Russian planes bursting into flames. You got a Jacksonville charter coming in from Guantanamo Bay, skidding off the runway. And I'm watching all this stuff. And then Carla says, what's the, she looks at me and she said, okay. I said, why don't you check the forecast? She goes, okay, Friday is going to be thunderstorms.
Mike, I don't know anything about your arrangements, but I'm going to put on my prognosticating hat and guess this. Your arrival into the D.C. metro area is somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 4 p.m.?
Yes, 4 p.m.
And thunderstorms, anytime from now until September 20th, there will be a chance of thunderstorms from 3:40 till 5:30 every day.
I better go to my peaceful place. I really should do that right now.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea.
Thank you very much. Aww. And I'll play his impression again. All right.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You ready to do your
impression?
I'll introduce you. Okay.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Michael O'Mara with his first impression. For any of you that know the movie Jurassic Park,
this really makes me feel
the opening scene features the zookeeper, the Australian-looking guy with the hat, and he almost gets dragged into the cage with the velociraptor. And then he says,
shooter, shooter, shooter.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good job.
Oh, my God. Hey, but you know what? I'm not going to give you all the negative because I'll give you one more thumbs up.
Okay,
all right?
Great.
Game of Thrones gets the killer episode last week, right? Just hits it out of the park. And then they come back, no waiting, another fantastic episode.
God.
There's just no way. Yeah. They're cramming more great television into
longer episodes.
Right.
Yes.
They have so much happening. And just when you think you're like, oh, this is going to be a sweet show of just like unrequited love and telling people you care about them. They survived the king, the Night King. And then all of a sudden, boom, bam, kick to the nuts. And you're like, okay, now I can't sleep for 2 hours.
We can't give you any spoilers, but you watch it, Oscar, and I watch it. So I will tell you this. Shocking, of course.
Oh, my God.
They always have that. But
Graphic,
shocking. And then one part of Game of Thrones where I was like, Really? You really want to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
was... Was just...
Speaking of graphic, I got to ask.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
That was the most fantasy that show's ever been.
You'll have to watch the show, too.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's not, you know, no.
All I was saying, I was screaming at the television, saying, we don't need more.
That would
we don't need more.
Now when you've got Sansa around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
okay,
brooding, you know, running around.
Yeah. Well, how about a little more Sansa?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, if
she got too many layers on.
Jamie could have. No. Anyway, what?
Speaking of graphic, I got to know, are you watching Barry?
Oh, I love Barry.
No, Barry's I don't good. Watch Barry.
Mike, you know what? You can pick really it up. It. You can pick it up with this season and this most recent episode, not the one from last night, but the one from last week. It is the most roller coaster ride of an episode.
Oh, that is, you know, he directed
that. So Barry,
that.
So it's a whole Sunday night where you can burn out a whole Sunday night watching that?
It's so good. It's very,
all I know
very
is
good.
I'm begging my wife to watch Killing Eve and start from me. She's never watched every episode, and I want her to stick with me because, you know, there's just an element of Villanelle that really I
looks
see
like
in
her.
Carla. You know, she has that little that little vibe right there. I picture her in a big poofy dress.
She can take us down.
Stains on
take
it.
Take everybody down.
Like boy, did she knock somebody off the other. Oh my God, that cab driver never had a chance. Anyway, it's a lot.
She
of,
never let the cab driver have any fun. That's the problem.
No, she doesn't. She Villanelle likes her job.
I see.
Really likes her job.
Well, that's good. We'll never work a day in your life.
And if you love what you do, do what you love and love what you do. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Coming up on the best of Tech 411. Host Todd Moore and Oscar Santana discuss new developments in fax machine technology. Color from a dot matrix printer? You betcha. And Mike McIntosh review a new website called MySpace. The one who's going to be in his top 8. Subscribe now to the best of Tech 411, a show to keep you up to date with yesterday's tech trends. Buy a Palm Pilot.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers.
Yay! Woo!
Mother's Day is sooner than you think, and you better not forget to thank Mamo.
Mom.
Where would you be without your mommy? Where would you be without your mommy?
Yeah.
And yes, I'm saying mommy. Mommy! Mommy! You wouldn't even exist without your mom, so treat her right. Your mom is a pro at loving you, a pro at supporting you, and a pro at raising you. So treat her! Treat her! To Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers are perfect for all the moms in your life. Carla's Pro Flowers just arrived. They are beautiful. So fresh. They made me look like a pro gift giver. Yay me.
Yay Mike.
And yay Carla.
Hooray.
Thank you. Thank you, HBS. Pro Flowers lets you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that suit every mom's style. Simply select the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers carefully packages your flowers and delivers them fresh from the farm, and express delivery means her flowers stay fresh. Right now, you get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99. You can doppel them. Double the roses.
Doppel roses?
Doppel roses. Get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Just visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do they teach you that here?
Brad.
Brad. Proflowers.com. Click the microphone. Use the code TMOS. Mother's Day is May 12th, so don't wait. Order like a pro and get this amazing rose deal to thank all the moms in your life.
News.
News.
Boo. Someone came into my studio over the staycation and turned all the volumes up.
Hey.
Anyway, when Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, speaking of Game of Thrones, got married by an Elvis impersonator in Las Vegas, they exchanged ring pops. And now the wrapper from one of those ring pops is on the auction block.
Ooh.
Yes, sirree.
Hey, one of the Jonas brothers is diabetic, so they got to be careful with those candies.
Is it Joe? Is he the diabetic one?
I think it's the littlest one. The littlest Jonas.
Well, all I know is this just cements my theory that we are living in the age of the idiots.
Yep.
Fake Elvis himself, Jesse Grice, found the wrapper and he put it on Jesse Grice.
Of course, his name is Jesse. Yeah.
He put it on eBay. He says it's the ring Joe gave to Sophie, and it's, quote, in very good condition, but slightly used.
Well, it's got a little bit of use, but it's in very good condition.
It also comes with, of course, a certificate of authenticity.
By the way,
that he printed out.
How long he spent on his printer doing that.
Everything I ever sold on eBay came with a certificate of authenticity. I said exactly. It was real. That's it.
Yep.
There you go.
That's real. Now you know it's real. Yay!
Jesse Grice.
It has electrolytes. The starting bid was only $10, but it's gone way beyond that now. Yes, people are actually bidding on this thing, and as of last night, it was up to more than $4,000, ladies and gentlemen.
This is going to buy a lot of stuff.
And now here's another interesting story from marriage to the circle of life and death. Over the weekend, Luke Perry's daughter Sophie said mushrooms hold an entirely new meaning for her because her father was laid to rest in an environmentally friendly mushroom burial suit.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
In an Instagram post, she said, quote, you know what's funny is when you say something and you realize you can't be immediately inappropriate with that because no. So you can just go, let me tell you about the suit.
Okay.
In an Instagram post, she said, any explanation I will give will not do justice to the genius that is the mushroom burial suit. Look into them at coeio.com, coeio.com, or just by Googling mushroom burial suit. Hmm. My dad discovered it, and he was more excited by this than I've ever seen him. He was buried in this suit. One of his final wishes. They're truly a beautiful thing for this beautiful planet. Coelho sells its Infinity Burial Suit for $1,500. They say it's, quote, breakthrough in eco-friendly green funeral options and returns the body to the earth without harming the environment. Last we checked, they were sold out. Naturally, Sophie didn't share a photo of her dad's mushroom suit. That would have been dark. She just included a random photo of some mushrooms from a trip to California last year. So, mushroom suit if you want to be
food. I think that's a sweet story, but really, is it is it practical?
I'm not really sure.
Well, it depends if whether or not he was a fun guy.
Thank you. Diana Ross flipped out on social media after a very handsy TSA screening at a New Orleans airport early yesterday morning. She tweeted, quote, I was treated like royalty in New Orleans, but at the airport I was treated like S. The TSA screening was over the top, makes me want to cry. A lot of people have been through that. They suck. They do. I'm sorry. If you want to put a blanket on all of it.
All right.
Yeah, they're doing their
job. Counterpoint. Jobs, but I think Diana Ross cries too much.
Well, you know what? I know she's a diva and all that, but I also know that even under the best circumstances, it's usually a little prickly.
Yeah.
Is it not?
I suppose.
It's not what was done, but how. I'm feeling violated. I still feel her hands between my legs, front and back, saying to me it's her job. Wow, really mixed emotions. I always like to see the good things, but not feeling good right now. For what it's worth, the TSA said from their preliminary investigation, it looks like the agent was just doing her job. Quote, initial review of CCTV indicates, that's closed circuit, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Indicates that the officers involved with Ms. Ross's screening correctly followed protocol. Who knows? I don't know. You have to make your own call on that one.
She's a very sensitive lady.
Yes, so you're siding with TSA?
I believe so.
Okay.
Oh, that's no. It. I spent a good 2 hours in TSA yesterday. I'm not siding with anybody.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. It's not that it's supposed to be, but come on.
The first TSA guy literally said, as I'm standing next to him, he goes, they picked the wrong guy for X-ray today. And I don't know what that meant. Did that mean that he's real? And he was an older gentleman. That he's like really efficient at finding like things that may be explosive, which I would want all day. Like
sure.
You want someone to do their job,
right?
Or you want the guy that's just so letter by the law. He's like, is that a green glow or an orange glow? If that's a green glow on the X-ray machine, then you know, I don't know what that is. Let's look at that.
Just it's in case. Just you know.
You want when your coworkers like. Say right. To a guest,
yes,
the guy at the machine is missing a chromosome.
Yeah.
You've got a problem.
Sucks.
Yeah.
The experience sucks.
And it probably sucks for them too.
Are you not a Diana Ross fan? Is that what it is?
I think that she, I'm not a big fan though.
Thank you.
I think that perhaps.
Thank you for just being honest, answering honestly.
Motown might have propped her up. Weak on talent, strong on looks.
Thank you. For the first time in more than 50 years, Rob Spiewak, send the emails to him. For the first time in more than 50 years, the fastest horse, the one that crossed the finish line, didn't win. That horse, Maximum Security, was disqualified for swerving into the path of the other two horses. That's a no-no, apparently. Maximum Security was thought to have won by a length and a half, but some of the other jockeys asked for a review. Officials spent 22 minutes looking at it and ultimately upheld the objection, disqualifying Maximum Security and named the runner-up Country House.
Country House!
The big winner, Country House, took the $1.86 million prize. Code of Honor came in second, winning $660,000. And Tacitus got a $300,000 for coming in third. By the way, Country House entered with 65-1 odds, making him the second longest shot to win the Kentucky Derby in the 145-year history of the race. Back in 1913, Donna Rail won despite having 91.5-1 odds.
It was very
boom, bam.
Capone.
Boom, bam.
1913 was very cold.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate that. To the surprise of no one,
what?
Avengers Endgame is still cleaning up at the box office. I'm sure you saw it.
I did. I saw it with my wife and my nephew.
How many Oscars do you give it?
You got to give five. Five out of five.
Yeah, you loved it.
All right. Five out of five.
Made another $145.8 million in its second week. Runs the total up to $619.7 million. Mm. It is now the second highest grossing movie of all time with $2.189 billion worldwide, just past Titanic, which earned $2.187 billion, but still trails Avatar, which made $2.8 billion.
And number four is still Grown Ups 2, right?
I think so. Yes, 100%. Avengers Infinity War made $678.8 million domestically and $2.48 billion worldwide. Lots of money.
A lot of
lots
money.
Of money, yeah, in and those if you're, big...
if you're a fan...
How was the length? Did the length bother you?
No, because there was rumors that you couldn't go to the restroom because you'd missed something.
Yeah.
Oh, so true. So true.
All right. Well, it's
that's
it's
not how I thought that sentence was going to go.
Well, because people, at least a lot of the team members here at Podcast Village were not drinking fluids after 4 p.m. because they were going to a 7 p.m. showing because they didn't want to miss a bit of the movie. And I thought wow. They were crazy. And I left for a restroom break because I'm 41 and I got to go. And I walked back. I was like, oh, man. Now I got to ask my nephew what happened because I don't understand what just happened.
Too bad you couldn't snap your fingers and have half your urine disappear.
No, I couldn't do that. Yep. Not that Thanos power.
A little something, something, boys. Oh, there's a 46-year-old guy. His name is Gary Hill.
Hey, Gary
and,
Hill.
A woman. Her name was Crystal Francis, and they're from Key West, Florida.
Now, Key West, Hi. Where is that?
That's in the tip of Florida.
Ah, the very
just
tippity
the tip. Speaking of tips, last Monday around 9 p.m., they drank a bunch of vodka and decided to get it on right there on the spot. But that spot was a public sidewalk, and it was right in front of the police department. Mm. Well, someone told the police two people were having sex outside. And when they went out, yes, they found Gary Hill. Crystal Francis. Gary Hill and Crystal Francis
Crystal
doing
Francis.
It on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
When the cop confronted them, Gary said, quote, "I'm horny. She was giving it up to me right then and there." And he tried to brush it off as a, quote, Key West moment.
Is that a thing?
It's a Key West moment.
He was arrested for indecent exposure. Crystal was so drunk, she wasn't arrested on the spot. She was taken to the hospital.
Oh, dear.
But the cops say she'll also be facing charges. She did say one thing to the cops on the way to the hospital. She looked them right in the eye and said, "Like my body." There you go. Welcome back, everybody. We'll take a break.
Key West moment.
Come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak right here. Key West moment. I want to get mine. We'll take a break and come back with more. Right here.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
You guys are seriously going on strike.
Yes, we feel undervalued and Mike keeps calling Johnny boy intern. We fight for equality. We fight to be heard.
Coup d'etat.
This is ridiculous. We can't get pushed around like this.
Rob, you know that you have zero HR here. This could be a real legal nightmare.
All right, I'm listening.
Johnny, shut up.
Yeah, Johnny, shut up. I'll listen to her.
Ew, not heard by you. We want to be heard by everyone. All the listeners. More airtime. Shut up, Johnny.
So what? You guys want your own show?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we tried.
But coup d'etat?
No, Johnny. No coup d'etat.
Follow the interns at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Oh, I give them their own show. They're fun people. Ladies and gentlemen, this section of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Las Vegas show.
Yeah!
Hold on, let me
Mike,
get my music.
Ticket update, sales, you want, you know what, why'd I do that? Ugh, why'd I do that
what
to
are you
myself?
Doing?
I
what
think
are you
that
doing?
He's going to be obsessed with this. Yeah.
Okay, so you mean like, is this going to make people frantic online?
Showtime now, we have sold 135 tickets.
Wow.
God
wow.
bless oh my you guys.
Goodness. My goodness. We love you. Thank you,
thank
people.
You.
Hold on. I got to get this and put my stuff on here. There we are.
God
okay.
bless. God bless.
All right. Do we got it? Is that it?
Yep.
We're back, baby. Back in fabulous Las Vegas. Our listeners had such a great weekend last year, and we did too. So we're back in Vegas for the TMOS 10th anniversary party, Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. at the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Las Vegas. We return to Sin City for our 10th anniversary spectacular. Advanced ticket sales for bonus show subscribers opened already. They are there for you. Check your email for your code. That's May 6th, today, ladies and gentlemen. Watch your email for your special access code. Tickets for the general public go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at MikeOMeraShow.com. You hear her? See
yes.
what she's saying?
In Vegas, lose your money in Las Vegas. Go to the show, go to the show. In Vegas, I'll do my Cardi B impression. Por favor, it's Las Vegas.
Fantastic. Celebrate our 10th anniversary with our best live show ever, the TMOS 10th anniversary party, brought to you by Zappo. Old men, young music. Party hard. All right, thank you.
Who is that, Drake?
Kidding, of course. Hold on, let me go back over here, please. And then I gotta stop that, and then I gotta hit this, and now I gotta hit this, and now here it is.
Hey, it's open.
Audio vault.
Mike, what do you get if you cross a bear, a lion, a badger, a seal, and a walrus?
One ugly kid.
Hey, but you know, I want to tell you. Actually,
I want to tell you, hey, that's an ugly kid. Hey. Yeah, you get a kid like that, get a free bowl of soup.
That's how they created Chewbacca's roar. And on May 3rd, not May the 4th, which was the Star Wars holiday that we observed over the weekend, Peter Mayhew passed away. He was 74.
So you can still knock out a death even if they die like a week before. Like,
well, no,
you love death so much, you roll death.
3 days.
He
days
rolled it over.
And also,
it over.
I know you always liked the Chewbacca roar, so I get to play my Chewbacca montage.
What were the animals again?
It was a bear, a lion, a badger, a seal, and a walrus.
Wow.
But a mix.
He didn't look healthy.
No, he never did. But those really tall people never do.
Chewbacca Thank never you. Had grays.
What's that?
He never grayed.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Chewbacca, I think we're talking about the guy, not the suit. Do you think the suit sort of aged? Yoda looked the oldest. Scrota.
Scrota.
Now.
Yeah, testicle I am.
Now.
It's like Bernie Sanders.
Hey, pony piping in.
How dare you?
Political he is.
Waking up in the next room he is. Mike, Dateline Long Island. I know you love this. There's a dog called Buddy. Buddy's a beagle. Buddy walks up to the piano, Buddy plays the piano, and Buddy sings.
Actually putting his paws on the keys?
No assistance. Meanwhile, Linus is growling at a bag that's blowing in front of the house. So, different levels there. Okay, the Jets, the New York football Jets, Mike, they drafted a player named Quinnen Williams, and he was doing a press conference over the weekend. He sneezes, he says, bless you to himself, and then he thanks himself. He
that's
is
funny.
A full service guy.
To the different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here, so.
He did it so quick you can hardly tell. He did a thank you.
I want to do it one more time. It's almost Tourette's-y.
To the different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here, so.
What is so going
that.
On?
There's that. Oscar, one for you. Name this tune.
It's a Nintendo game.
It is.
It's Mario Kart.
It is Mario Kart. How about that?
Way to go. As someone who actually dressed up as a Mario brother,
yes.
He I knew that know one. That. Good I should call. Know
that. And the reason I play that is Mario Kart got inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame along with Solitaire and Mortal Kombat this weekend. So congratulations.
They've got a Hall of Fame too?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also named to the Hall of Fame where The Cure and Roxy Music.
That's the Video Game Hall of Fame. I played the game where the lead singer of The Cure, you have to make him go through a bakery.
Yeah, he also thanks himself when he sneezes too.
That's you.
To the bless you. Character thank things. Bless. Thank you that I got here. So,
all right.
I don't know why I like that.
I don't know.
Bless you. Thank you. All right, there we go.
Mike, just kept rolling on.
I think one of the things that made the Queen movie Bohemian Rhapsody so successful is they were able to use the actual Queen music in it because Freddie Mercury's voice is so unmistakable. Well,
right.
Coming out is a movie called Rocket Man. I think it comes out in 3 weeks. It's about Elton John.
It's the Elton John movie.
Now, it's a great story, but Elton John, we've talked about this before, he has no voice left. He just can't sing anymore. And so the guy that plays him is named Taron Egerton. And they've released a sample of him singing at a benefit where Elton John is playing piano, but this is the guy that does the singing. He plays Elton John.
Elton John is all on board with this.
Yes, absolutely.
And so Elton plays this piano and the guy's doing the vocal.
Yeah, but listen, this is the guy that plays Elton doing the singing and will do the singing in the movie. There's very little of Elton actually singing in the film. Okay. I think he's great.
Blue jean, baby.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
Pretty eye.
Wow.
And I hope that the...
I'm really, really looking forward to this.
Me too.
Elton John has a story, man. I mean,
oh, he does.
That guy went through ups and downs like you wouldn't... I can't wait to...
Pulls the poles.
I just can't wait.
Yeah. And... never mind.
Thank you.
Leave her be. Okay. So anyway, that's Rocket Man. Coming out in about 3 weeks. I'll close with this. I don't say this very often. Congrats.
Oh, Jamie Lannister.
What? Congrats to Saturday Night Live. I'm no great Adam Sandler fan, but it was a really good episode. He came back and hosted for the first time since he'd left.
Opera Man was funny.
Opera Man was
very
great.
Cool.
The Sandler family reunion was great. Mm-hmm. And I thought that his closing song to Chris Farley was very sweet.
Yeah, I miss hanging out, watching you try to get laid. But most of all, I miss watching you torture Spade. You're a legend like you wanted, but I still wish you were here with me. And we were getting on a plane to go shoot Grown Ups 3. Yeah, life ain't the same without you, boy. And that's what I'm singing about. I'm singing about my boy Chris Farley. And if we make enough noise, maybe he'll hear us. Give it up for the great Chris Farley.
So sweet. So beautiful. What a nice tribute to do on that. I mean, that was just great.
Adam Sandler went up about 4 notches for me after seeing that. I thought that was really
talking good. Talking about drinking a quart of Jack Daniels and then getting up and going to Mass because he's a good Catholic.
That's right.
I'm talking about listening to Casey and the Sunshine Band and crying. I said, why are you crying? Because I'm thinking about my dad. Just, oh, that got me. I was just sitting there going, you know. And then, you know, he includes in the lyric talking to him about, hey, you got to slow down. And he says, my heroes didn't slow down, so forget about it. You know, Belushi didn't slow down. Mm. And it's just, it's sad. It's so sad that those guys flame out, you know. Really, really, you look back at Chris Farley as he was I don't know if he rises to the level of Belushi, but he's pretty darn close where you wanted to see what he was up to.
I guarantee he would have got there. You know,
because
he died so young. Anyway, all that stuff exists on YouTube. If you want to treat yourself to some good SNL action, check that out. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another one in the can. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming up. It is our fabulous celebration out in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are there for our 10th anniversary. Spectacular. Join us out there. For you bonus show subscribers, check your email. Your bonus codes are there. And for the rest of ye, why aren't you a bonus show subscriber?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
There may be a few left. We're not sure, but they go on sale this coming Friday. And what's that?
There'll be 3 left.
There'll be three laps. I hope not. I mean, no, I do, I guess. I don't know. I want to sell it out right away. Oscar kind of indicated we're already doing that. So you better get cracking. You better get cracking. And we'll see you in Las Vegas. Thank you, Zappos, as well. Support TMOS by getting your tickets, and we will see you November
15th. The November Ides 15th. Of November. The Ides of November are upon us.
More surprises to come. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Very sorry for Wonka. It's going to cost him a fortune in fudge.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.